XXMuscle.com presents. Do you like sex? Do you like muscle? Of course you do. This is Sex and Muscle Radio with your host, Juan Romano and Dave Palumbo.
Welcome to another episode of Sex and Muscle Radio. My name is Dave Palumbo, and I am here with my co-host, John Romano. John, another exciting episode. The first two episodes that we have hosted of Sex and Muscle have become legendary on the RX Muscle site.
Yeah, I got to get my Hey Now voice going and just change the genre of our program.
That's
our
right.
Programming.
Right, we don't want to be too an announcer.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
Yeah, but you know, Melissa Coates was a pretty interesting guest, and to say the least. And her video probably got about 6 million hits on our site.
Yeah, that was a very interesting evening here with Melissa Coates.
She was drinking what, Jack and Coke? I think
she was drinking vodka and straight. Actually,
I think I put a little orange juice in there. It was like
for
about
color,
6 years old. The orange juice
for
was.
Tint.
Yeah, it was probably 90% vodka,
yeah, at least.
Now we have an interesting guest on here tonight.
I'll see.
And the funny thing is, I didn't really arrange it this way, but you know, Melissa Coates is a Canadian pro bodybuilder, and
right. So
is our next guest, Rhonda Lee Quaresma, won the Canadian Nationals in 95, about the same time that Melissa got pro status, and she also kind of stopped competing, and we haven't seen her for a while, but she's got a very interesting link to the sex world, thus the sex and muscle.
Hence her status as guest.
She might be the most legendary guest that we ever get on this show, because she's got quite a story that we're gonna find out about. I don't even know the whole story, but just what I've heard so far is warrants her being here.
She's also the most well-rounded sex industry constituent that we've had.
I'd say
on the show. She does everything.
That's right. Well, let's
accept some things.
Let's get her.
We'll get to those.
Yeah, let's get her here right now, because she needed to warm up a little bit. So I think we warmed her up a little, and let's introduce Rhonda Lee.
Hi.
Hello there. I'm blushing.
Let me get a little closer to the mic.
Okay.
It's not going to spit at you.
Yet.
John, you've adapted already to the sex muscle fun.
This fucking show is right up my alley, bro.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you for coming. Now, Rhonda, let's just get a little bearing on who you are first before we get into all the juicy details of your sex and muscle persona. You turned pro in bodybuilding in 1995, correct?
Correct.
And did you compete after that?
I did the Jan Hanna in 98, and I tried a figure show in 2003, but I am deemed to be a bodybuilder.
You're deemed to be a bodybuilder. How did you do with that Jan Hanna? Because I heard you did pretty good.
I think so. I placed 13 out of 28 women, and there was no weight classes then. First pro show, Canadian unknown. So, and I competed with women that I had admired for years, so just to stand on the stage with them was an accomplishment in itself.
Top half, that's good.
Now, yeah, first pro show.
Yeah.
Now, how come you didn't continue with bodybuilding? What distracted you away from that?
Life threw me a curveball, to make a long story short. But that curveball kind of took me to the adult industry. And the rest is history.
That's a potent statement you made, because when you say took you to the adult, you know, industry, I always wonder, and I know John and I have discussed this, you know, what motivates people to go into the adult film industry, or the adult sex industry, I should say. What was the crowning moment in your life that you remember, at least, that pushed you in that direction?
Couldn't have been money, right?
No, actually, I had, for the first time in years, become free, let's say. I used to be married. I had a long-term relationship after that. And I just, I don't know. I'm a free
Express your freedom.
Spirit. Yeah. And it was like, okay, I'm going to try this. And
why? What made you decide that you wanted to try that? Was it a rebellion because you were so tied up for so long and you were like expressing your freedom?
It could possibly have been. I'm not really
oppressed
sure.
Oppressed women tend to be the most, you know, outgoing once you let them out of the shell.
Actually, I had a great relationship, marriage, in terms of sexuality. So I don't think I was repressed in any way. But maybe if you were to look deep into why people do things, power tripping, maybe a little bit in a positive sense. It's kind of like
you like the power trip.
Yeah, sexually I do, but not not in terms of domination, but I guess mind domination.
Now being in a relationship with you, let's go back to the relationship with you for a minute now. If I'm in a relationship with you, you know, what do you like to do sexually that would be so, because you said you had a very good sex life.
It just has to be, actually I'm pretty, it has to be frequent. I have to be open-minded. I definitely like trying new things. But I'm pretty normal.
Like what's frequent? Give me an idea of what some people think frequent is once a week, you know?
Yeah.
Daily.
At least daily.
Yeah.
At least once a day.
So you could go two or three, though.
I could, but if it's good enough, why is that necessary?
Okay. Now, like, what would you do? Like, what do you like to do when you have sex? I mean, does it have to be different positions, or can it be standard, or, you know?
Are other people involved? Makeshift plywood pillories, whips, chains?
I go with the flow, so whatever's working at the moment. But I do everything. I like, you know, just... doing it, oral, playing. If something comes up different and it's working,
something's going to come up.
Now, let me ask you a question. If you're in a relationship with a person, would you bring home another girl for the guy
on his birthday?
If there's a trust there, sure. Uh-huh. But there has to be, you definitely have to have trust in that situation, right, or it ain't going to work.
Right, true.
If you want an idea of how I think and work, well, I do porn, so like real porn.
So we can check you out first.
Yeah.
Well, I've done some homework already. She does porn.
Yeah. I've done, I started back, oh my Lord, 2004-ish.
How many films have you done?
Probably about 25 or so.
Yes, that's not a lot.
It's not a lot in turn, but that little bit that I've done, I'm very known for. Like a regular porn girl, would need to do 100 of what I've done of 25 because I'm unique.
Yeah. What makes you known?
Known
in what way? How are you known?
Because of my training. Like, I'm unique.
You're a bodybuilder.
And I like to combine the feminine muscle thing. I believe that that's actually a beautiful thing that the world tends to look at negatively, but I'm hoping... And I think I'm succeeding at changing that. Plus, I'm, like I said, I'm open. Sexuality is nothing to be ashamed of. And I'm not doing anything wrong. You're on video doing what everybody does. Maybe 0.5% of the world doesn't have sex.
Well, if I'm watching one of your movies, what would you do in a movie? Let's say John and you were doing a movie together. I'm the director. Right, let's fantasize here for a minute. Now, what
should
would
we
you
try?
We might
close the door. Yeah. Close the door, Jeff.
At first,
Jeff just slams the door shut very rapidly. Jeff's into porn, really happily into porn.
We all are. I got news for you.
Definitely not part of that 0.5%. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you and John are doing a movie together. Okay. What are you going to do that's going to be so spectacular that this movie is going to be, like, you know, very desirable to watch?
Here.
Oh, first you'll have sex with me.
It's how you're going to have sex, obviously, that makes it unique, correct?
We're two hot people, right. Number one.
Direct
we both
the scene.
Love sex.
Direct the scene for me.
But, it's not... See, directing, you can't direct. You just go with it.
Right, how does the scene work? They just...
Maybe you should... Why don't you pretend you're going to do the scene, and I'll describe it as you're doing it.
when you get to...
It doesn't have to be anything explicit. Just show me how you... Like, facial response and stuff like that.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. When you're having sex, you just go with the flow.
Right.
Like, so, you know, it just works. You do this, you do that, you go with instinct, right? Mm.
So when you have a script for a porn film, for a scene, it just it doesn't tell you, okay, put your arm over here or left your leg, you know.
There's two different types of
porn. Rub your clit with
this
finger, you know. So, I mean, do they direct you that specifically?
I've never had that situation. It's all been ad lib, also called gonzo. So they're more, I think people like Vivid and the bigger companies do the more scripted stuff. Mm-hmm. That's my understanding. Don't quote me on that.
You're
but
probably
so
right.
far, I've just gone with the flow, and that's the best way because mm-hmm. it just works then.
So they stick you with a guy and you just go for it.
Yeah, and I've been with girls, and it's like, you just, I'm a sexual being and I'm just open-minded. And when you're there in the moment with someone, you get lost in it, right?
Well, how would you, like, when you're first starting, how do you go about taking your clothes off, I guess you could say?
It all depends on the scene.
let's say that I'm going to set the scene up for you. What I'm trying to do is create a vivid picture, no pun intended, in our listeners' minds as to what's going on. So imagine you're in a setting where you have this really squarish, nerdy radio show host named John Romano, who hasn't been late in a year, and he's sitting behind his microphone, and you're one a guest, and it's just you and him in the studio, and you're going to seduce him. That's the porn scene.
Well, does John Romano have a girlfriend?
No.
Should I seduce him now?
Yeah. Seduce him, and what I'll do is I'll describe what's happening to the listeners.
Does anybody have a mint?
Okay, I have to tell you something.
All right.
Here's my experience. What makes guys ask me all the time, I want to be a porn star. How can I be a porn star? What do I have to do to be a porn star? Well, these days, it used to be about, you know, back in the day, it used to be John Holmes. You had to have this right. huge cock penis. Right. Politically correct.
You can say whatever you want.
Okay. So, these days, because there's so much, anybody can film whatever in their basement or right. backyard, whatever.
Computer room.
Yeah. To me, a man who, you have to come or not come on demand.
Right.
That's what makes a good porn star today.
That's tough, I know.
For men. Sorry.
I can't even pee in public. I have to go into a stall.
Me either.
No, I don't feel so bad.
I have something a little bit off topic that you just remind me of.
No pun intended.
my Jantana, also, I was drug tested that year. They drug tested.
Really? Did you pass the drug test?
Yeah, but they only, I think, like did this the first, however, everybody tested, but only the first top six were definitely, you know, because they were the
right. And you didn't play top six,
but I would have passed.
You would have passed. Okay, so you're slick too.
I'm smart.
She's smart.
Drug test is an IQ test. That's right.
All right, so let's set this scene up now.
For real,
yeah. I want to see what you do, and I'll describe it to the listeners because I'll rate you basically on your performance, whether I believe it or not.
I have to take. Do I take my headphones off?
Yeah, you can take your headphones off because I'll do all the talking for the next couple minutes here. And you can talk into John's mic if you have to, like, moan or anything like that. All right, Ron is getting up. She got her microphone off.
For real.
This is all for real. Okay,
it's confirmed.
She's approaching John right now, and she's asking John if he needs the microphone. Microphone, but I don't think he does. So she's moving the microphone out of the way.
Oh, sorry, puppy.
And to clear up some space here for John. All right, she's right between his legs. She's kind of climbing onto his lap and straddling his lap. And she's looking very sensual. And then she put John's hand on her butt, and he's rubbing her butt. And Jeff is taking pictures during all this, and she's kind of like just kind of doing like a very slow like grind. John, are you enjoying that?
No, I'm the second one.
John, John is pretending.
John Romano's truly hot, by the way.
You know what? I gotta admit, when John walked into my house, she got very blushy, and she's like, "Oh my god, that's John Romano."
Whoa.
And now I'm seducing him on a radio show. This is crazy.
And now she's seducing him on the radio. Exactly. Okay, so now she's... I might need Jeff there because he's got a better angle on what's going on there. It seems like there's some boobage going into John's face there a little bit.
Quite a few anchors of boobage.
She's got very, very large boobs. Now there's a shirt coming off and there's a bra top on. And... she's got a very nice body. She's very lean, and John's hands are definitely all over Rhonda's butt.
Okay.
And she's making John take his microphone off.
She said, "Forget everyone is here.
We're going to forget everyone's here." They're saying to me, and I will be the only voice on the radio. Jeff is taking visual confirmation of what's going on here. So
yeah, you are.
I got to say, Rhonda's got a very nice butt. Now she kissed, gave John a little bit of a kiss there, and.
Relax.
She's relaxing. Him. She's relaxed. John really needs this actually because John's been very stressed out lately, you know, and he's definitely being relaxed here. That's for sure. She's, you know, very sensual, I must say.
There's a lot of groans happening as well.
There's a lot of very sensual. I think John's getting a little too aroused. And I can see why she's good with it. Now she turned around and she's put her butt in his crotch, and she's giving a little
thought for you to think about
a little slow grind. And she said that
food for thought to think about for after the show.
Oh, what a nice little kiss goodbye. Or
come back and get the rest.
Come back after.
Continue when no one's around.
All right, she's going to continue. And I actually was getting a little turned on watching it. I must admit,
she wanted to take my clothes off, but I said, I was thinking, she just said in the old days, they had guys with huge penises and they don't want that anymore. So I figured, what the fuck? This is a worthless cause at this point. Because if you want a guy with a little dick.
Well, I didn't say they didn't want it. And I don't believe it. I could feel something there.
No, what she said was that they have to be able to ejaculate on.
I cannot ejaculate on command. On but command, ejaculating on command is a little
That's
difficult.
That's okay. I take over. You do it when I want you to.
Good. As long as it takes a long time.
I'll tell you something else. Yeah. Okay, I get asked what my specialties are in porn. People get asked, sure. What's your thing? Well, you can't see my thing.
What does that mean? Interpret that.
Okay, I have these muscles. They are too.
PC muscles.
Yeah. So
are they very like vice like?
They're extremely.
So. Oh, I want to party with you, honey.
I love it when I squeeze. It's like a guy's eyes go.
Wow. I'm going to have to report back.
John's got wood. I don't really want to check it out or anything. I was getting aroused watching the scene. I got to tell you. You know what? She's got a certain sensuality that comes off of her that is very, very intoxicating.
You could pour this girl on a waffle.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
All right. Let's go a step further.
Okay.
Okay. Because not only do you do porn, okay, you do more than porn now. Now, when did the newest edition come?
You're talking about...
You're an escort, people, right?
Yes.
You're an escort.
Yeah. Escort.
Well, you were
actually,
an escort.
Have,
you were an escort.
No, well, yes and no.
Okay.
I have been for years, but I'm retiring from that. Mm. I'm definitely going to keep in the adult genre.
The porn.
But I'm also, what I'm going to do is my training business, take it to a higher level. And I'm actually going to try focusing on the adult industry with that also. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to train everybody and anybody. And my thing is trainer to the elite.
So when you say train, are we talking about bodybuilding here again?
Or? No, not just bodybuilding. Like, training anybody who wants. Did I say, my thing is trainer to the elite. If you're not already, you soon will be. So it's whatever it is that will make you be the elite for you.
Well, why wouldn't you just concentrate on porn? You seem to be very good at it, and it seems there is a lot of money in it, isn't it?
Because I also have a passion for training and training people, and I love the you understand that the
of course, yeah,
the
yeah.
end results, you know, and I can do both.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm also a professional and I'm good at, there's a time and a place for everything. And when I'm training people, I'm training people. When I'm screwing people, I'm screwing people. I'm not going to take the two and
mix them together.
No, because
so
you're not going to
do screw your clients then.
Which one?
Touché.
I don't screw people who come to me for training.
Right, training advice.
I'm coach and a story. Gotcha. I'm not going to go there. And if somebody expects me to, it's just not going to happen. So,
I definitely already know how to train.
let me ask you this question because, John and I have had this moral discussion before, and right. we really believe that there's no difference between doing porn and being an escort. I mean, essentially.
I essentially agree.
Right.
And
how one can be legal and one can't is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, and I'll tell you something else that is, to me, ridiculous from doing this for years, and I'm going to get a little bit, I don't know, deep or whatever here, but...
Deep is good.
You know, I've done this for years and I see so many people and I used, of course, my parents always raised me to, with the typical morals, but also open-minded. They never hid sex from me. They told me how I was born. But, you know, you don't have it till you're married. You do it for the right reasons.
Right.
So that being said, I find in society so many people, no wonder they get screwed up with sex because they have a guilt complex, like they're not supposed to yet. Meanwhile, when you were 14, did someone tell you to grab your cock and start jerking off? No, you just did it, right?
Right, or, pretty much.
And I, you know, truth be known, I had my first orgasm playing with myself. Nobody told me to do that. So that means it's natural. So I'm going on here.
Well, for some people, I mean, there's women that believe an orgasm is something Cosmopolitan magazine made up.
I think that has something to do with how they're brought up.
Well, you know, you're Native American Indian, you said?
Canadian Indian?
Canadian Indian. Well, I mean, you know.
We saw a Native American on your, did you make that up? On your profile.
No.
I was reading your profile on the Euro.
Yes, it's Native American.
Oh, that's
so you're an American Indian.
I didn't put that though.
Oh, so it's a Canadian Indian, American Indian.
Yeah, it's the same. I'm an Indian.
Yeah, you're an Indian.
North America, well, we're almost one.
Well, now use Jimmy the Bull's stereotype, you know, table of graphs of, you know, people. Right. Typically, American Indian women are really horny.
Well, you know what? We're spiritual people.
Yeah.
And I do believe that has a lot to do with it. Very passionate. To me, sex is a beautiful thing.
Well, so I'm saying for you, finding your clit when you were 14 and giving yourself your first orgasm was like a normal thing. But for some women I know, it was, you know, that thing was put there for God knows why.
Right.
You know.
But I think that, again, has to do with deep hidden things from when they were growing up that they're not supposed to do or understand.
Let's go a little deeper, as you said, okay? Let's say, you know, I want to hire you, okay, as an escort. How does it work? Do you get a hotel room with these people? Do you go on a date with them? Do you, like, how does, what do you do?
Everybody's different, but my way, I'm an in-call girl, so you come to me.
To your house?
When I'm back home, yeah. But I travel a lot, so wherever I need
to
be, I advertise. And we got a little bit off track. I think you had asked me, I forget, but it was something to do with, but I was going to say humans just... what were you asking me?
I wanted to know what your rates were. Basically, without being so blunt. What do you do? Actually, how do we arrange this whole escort thing?
I'm going to tell you right now, as of recently, they were three for a half, five for an hour, seven for two. But with me retiring, I'm not going to be seeing people in that genre, but with the odd exception being... for an hour, it's going to be like $2,500. Otherwise, I'm not going to see anybody anymore.
Wow.
But if someone wants that, and I'll tell you, it'll be damn worth your $2,500.
After watching you in action, I would believe it. Now,
I don't know. I might have to, you know.
Prior to that,
more of a, you know.
You would be,
for $2,500, a lot of money. I think I need a more in-depth analysis of what the service.
Well, you're like a person who reviews a restaurant reviewer. You get the free, so that you can do the review.
I mean, I need to do the review, you know, for
our entire industry.
$300. Let's say I'm giving you $300 for the half hour?
Yeah.
All right. What am I getting for a half hour here? What am I doing with you?
I can't say too much because I can't get myself into hot water. But
you're not doing it anymore though, so it doesn't matter. What would you do in the past?
Before, what did I do?
Yeah, what did you do 5 years ago?
I fucked you.
For half an hour?
Everybody's different.
How can you do it in half an hour?
Everybody's different. Some people do it in 30 seconds.
Right. What was the quickest guy that ever came that you did it with?
I sat on his lap for a second with his shorts on, and that was it.
Wow.
Really?
Holy, you're that good, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I can feel it from here, man.
You don't have to feel it from there. She was sitting on your lap.
Yeah, you felt it. I had to put her
Something else I've learned about humans and men that fascinates me. It's such a human element. I think it's a beautiful thing to make people feel good. I love doing it. Like, it's amazing.
You ever get, like, someone who's, like, really, like, fat and smelly and disgusting.
Smelly I will not tolerate.
You won't.
Surprisingly, actually, here's something else that has astonished me. People's grooming skills are immaculate, typically, when they come to see me. Very, very, very.
Probably because they don't want to be embarrassed, I bet.
Yeah, which, thank God.
Yeah, for your sake. Right.
And I'm also very safe. That safety is key. Don't ask me to do anything unprotected because it ain't going to happen.
Cool.
For no amount of money.
Right.
And I do get people asked.
They do.
Yeah.
Wow. Even like a blowjob, you do something with protection?
Covered. Yeah.
Covered.
Yeah. I have to.
I always wondered about that. I got to ask you a question since you have expertise in this. What does it taste like to give a blowjob with a condom on?
There's flavored condoms.
Oh, there's flavored condoms.
Are you really good with it? You put the condom in your mouth first and you put it on his cock with your mouth?
Absolutely.
Cool. Wow. I'd like to tape that. That must be some good action.
I can also pick up a penis without using my hands. Figure that one out.
Really? With your muscles down there?
No, with my boobies.
Oh, with your boobies.
Wow. Yeah. That's hot.
That I'd like to see. I really don't want to see it. Maybe we can do it with like a banana or something like that.
No, I want to see it.
I need a penis.
John,
look at my pocket.
You volunteering, John? That's a talent, my friend.
Yeah,
it is. I have two of them, I guess.
Damn. Two talents. Oh my God. Three, actually. Between your legs, your boobs, and your mouth. I would assume your mouth has got some talents to it also.
Absolutely.
To compensate for the rubber, right. Yeah.
Do you do anything unusual, like you know, squirt or anything like that?
No. And you know what? No disrespect to anybody who can, because I think what everybody does is fabulous.
Right.
But for myself, I would not want to do that. I say that's the guy's job to make the mess.
John claims that he can make any girl do that.
I have not failed.
I get sickly wet, like Niagara Falls, but I mean, in terms of squirting, no.
Now, when you're having a session and you're having sex with somebody for money, do you get off? Do you get off on that? Can you climax?
Absolutely.
Really?
Not every time, of course.
Do you fake it?
But never.
Oh, wow.
You know why? Because I figure, why am I going to give someone satisfaction if I'm thinking they did me that job when
they weren't good enough to do it?
No.
Wow, okay.
And I don't ever make anybody feel bad, of course.
So, like, you enjoy the actual sex that you're selling.
Absolutely.
Or sold. You used to sell 5 years ago.
I couldn't have done this for so long and not enjoyed it. And something else that went through my head after, when I decided, I guess that, okay, like, there was confusion in my head when I first did it, because it was like, oh my God, this is great money, and people are asking me to do this. Like, and I'm not even, like, they came to me before
you're
I decided to do
right,
it.
Right.
And it was like, okay, and it's sex. And then I'm like, ew, you know, I don't want this guy, though. It's like, ew. And then I'm thinking personal, okay, here's the thing, you have to learn how to separate your personal brain from your business brain.
Right.
And I can do that now perfectly. But the beauty in doing it is everybody is equal and everybody is beautiful. I know it sounds corny, but it's true. It's almost like I can look through this shell to the soul, and that's truly what I see. And then, yeehaw.
Have you ever been with a client and liked them, you know, after the fact?
I have, but it's never worked. It puts a weird, in my experience, it always puts a weird kind of connotation on it.
So how do you, when you separate business brain from personal brain, do you actually pursue personal relationships apart from?
Very rarely.
So you see, I would imagine
it's very hard to be in a personal relationship, especially with your line of work, maybe not even the future.
But I actually am single, and I, for my own choices, have been single for some years and enjoy being single.
Now, do you prefer men or women or both?
I am completely hetero, but I have played with women and enjoyed it thoroughly, gotten them off, they got me off, but I know how to go into the moment and enjoy the experience.
Have you had women hire you for escort?
Surprisingly, no. Mm. And you know what else is funny? I get guys calling for girls, but I don't think girl's really interested. Because I always say, well, I want to talk to her first, because I don't want some girl freaking out on me.
You know. Have you done any threesomes? Like, if someone hired you to do both people?
I haven't done threesomes in business. I'm just a little bit not comfortable with that, because it's two people and I'm vulnerable then.
Yeah.
I'm just a little, it makes me a little nervous.
You don't want to wind up like that girl that Titus did in the... Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not troubled.
Love triangles,
I don't want to cause anything. Like, you know, $500 to $1,000 isn't worth know, chaos.
Now, are you afraid that you might get in trouble? Have you ever gotten got arrested for doing any of this?
I never have. I've had a close call not too long ago, but long enough ago.
When you say a close call, what do you mean by a close call?
Well, they thought they had something on me, so they came knocking on my door. And
this is in your home, your house?
No, this was in a hotel.
And, really?
Yeah, and now you got to keep in mind, I don't just do that. I also, there's two different types of, I guess, men I see, and there's more I call them the session guys, and then there's the escort guys, and there is a slight difference. And so not everybody comes to see me for full-on sex. Mm. So, of course, that's not illegal.
So you do the session stuff? You punch these guys in the face and step on their crotch?
I'm all about sensual. That's my thing is my model, physical, musical, sensual, but it's muscle, femininity, that's my thing, you know? I have no desire to kick someone's ass, and if I do, you've pissed me off to a point that you don't want to.
What if the guy's like, I'll give you $500 to punch me in the face? You won't do it?
I can't do it.
You won't? For $500, you wouldn't punch him in the face?
Nope. I'll tell you a funny story.
You'll give him a blowjob, but you won't punch him in the face.
Absolutely.
All right, good for her.
I would rather have sex than beat someone's ass, for sure. Actually, I've been offered, I've been offered money for, and I'll suck at it. You know, I don't like hurting people, even if they want me to. I don't like doing it. I don't do anything I don't like to do in life.
What about schmo sessions? Do you do like private posing, or do you squeeze their head between your legs or any of that stuff?
I do the posing.
Centrally,
usually.
Centrally squeeze the head.
I use them.
Centrally scissor their brain.
Their muscles down
both
there.
Both of them. I do.
Oh, the big head, not the little head.
That depends who you're talking about, right?
Like, can you rip someone's nose off with your muscles down there?
Well, sure, if I probably tried. I don't really want to.
Can you crush a watermelon with your knees?
I have to try that still.
who did we have on that did that to crush watermelons? Okay,
KO.
Oh, yeah,
okay. KO, dude.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Something I did just start doing that's new is the lift and carry thing, but not like a baby, but on my shoulders.
I never understood that whole thing.
Well,
why do these guys get off?
I don't get that. Here's something else from my experience. I don't understand a lot of reasons why people do what they do. I've learned we like what we like, and sometimes we don't know why we like what we like. You know, like you're turned on by or attracted to what you're attracted to, right, John and Dave? Like, it's like you don't know why.
Right,
that's what makes you go swing, right?
Yeah.
So, same here, there's a certain man that makes me go, oh, you know, and then, and I can't help it. It happens before my brain, I go, oh, and I go, oh, okay, think.
Does John make you go, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes. Actually, honestly, I'm not talking crap here. Okay, first and foremost, although I have learned through life to be attracted to other types of men, and I'm very especially attracted to intelligence, but dark hair, dark skin, like it's my look, but a male. I don't know why. That's always been what
I've
attracted
to. You could be brother, sister, maybe.
We do.
You have any Native American in you, John?
No, but I could be in a Native American pretty easily.
You can get into some Native American.
Into some Native American. All right. Yeah.
So,
do you have any desire to, pursue like a, really like loving personal relationship with somebody, or do you like just dig being single?
Right now, I'm good with being single. I have too much going on to pay proper attention to a man, and I am a giver in a relationship. I was married for 10 years before. Wow. I was with him for 12, very much in love. Just didn't work out in his life. Then I was in a relationship after that. So it was like, I went from home to married to husband,
traveling the world.
I don't know. I'm a late bloomer in terms of certain things. Mm-hmm. I'm doing everything backwards, I guess. You know, I never partied. I never did anything bad not that it's bad, but you know, what society considers bad.
I met Rhonda at a Craig Titus after party. So this was in about 5 years ago. So
okay. So
I'm sure she was doing something.
We know what you were doing.
I I love dancing.
I'm sure you took the K train home.
No, not K.
The E train.
Yeah. The E train. G, E, K.
All alphabet, pretty much.
Alphabet party.
But what else?
Well, let's get back to the I'm fascinated with money. I have this obsession. So, what do you make typically a year? Okay.
I don't like to give out my personal details.
Okay, that's, you don't have to. I ask everything. You know,
well, can we get a range? Like, well, it's definitely six figures. Is it?
Are you making six figures or more?
No, of course she is. Look at her.
I make more than I pretend I have.
Okay, well, that's good. Do you spend a lot?
I'm very high maintenance.
You are. So that if you were had a boyfriend, he'd better be ready to spend a few bucks on you.
Absolutely.
Now, when you say high maintenance, what do you mean by that?
Well, I'm high maintenance. People have different definitions, but I'm high maintenance. I mean, I'm trying to get my business going the way I want it to be, so I don't cut corners. I've got to look a certain way. You got to spend money to make money.
Right.
I'm high maintenance. If I want my hair done, I want my hair done.
What does it cost to get your hair done? she'll answer how her clit is, but she won't answer how much it costs to get a hair done.
Fuck the hair. Let's talk about her clit.
Because I like to be a natural beauty, and I'm kind of like I do a lot to be that natural beauty.
That's all right. As long as it works. It works. How'd you get involved with Brian Moss? I see you're on She Muscle a lot. You're in a lot of his pictures and videos and stuff like that.
Brian contacted me years ago, and we've kept in contact over the years, did this and that. How did I get in? He asked me to do some pictures.
Was that the first stuff you did, or you had already been doing escorting and the porn and stuff?
I had already been doing, right after, I guess it would be 2003 would have been, I think, my... getting into the porn full blown I've done. You also asked me what I do in porn. I do boy, girl. I try to do one of everything. So I've done one anal. Mm. I've done.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
You're into anal?
You
like anal, right. John, don't you?
Yeah.
Not, I mean, on you, but not on the,
As long as it's right, it's not something I'm going to rush into.
Yeah, you got to get it to go slow.
It's got
to
be done right.
You need a few hours for that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, in terms of having how it makes me feel, I go from, you go from pain to complete pleasure within 30 seconds. It's weird. Yeah. That's how it, and I'll get off like that.
Really?
Yeah. But you have to go through that pain fire part right. Well, the front.
It's worth it. No.
Yeah. It is.
Everything worth is worth enduring the
suffering is caused by desire.
That's right.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So now, what was your first porn movie scene? What would you have to do?
It was the Cara Davis, and it was Ronda Lee Goes Wild, they called it. And he interviewed me here's the other thing. I'm reality Ronda Lee. I do porn as Ronda Lee.
Uh-huh.
So
you don't use a fake name.
No, I do. And I'm the I'm unique because I was accepted into mainstream as the bodybuilder girl, and they've accepted me. There's a movie out right now. It's the Screw My Wife line by Wildfire Productions. I did
very
that
high quality. So Screw Your Life line.
Yeah. No, Screw My Wife.
Screw My Wife line. Yeah.
And it's a MILF scene. So that was my first MILF. I've done Girl. I've done a lot with Denise Messino. Denise Messino did a lot to help me too. Yeah. Brian Moss did.
Did you do two guys threesome?
Yes, I've done interracial. DP's next.
Really? Next?
Yeah. Wow.
You're going to like that.
I think I am going to.
How would you know? How would you know, John?
I'm listening to what she's saying. Yeah, I'm looking at how she looks, and I'm thinking...
I think I'm getting John. I'll have him
John, you don't want to DP with her, then, do you?
I want her all to myself.
There's another thing. I'm actually... Even though I do this porn and stuff, I'm actually very, I just like boy, girl, like doing normal. What's normal? I mean, I apologize for using that
conventional
word.
Conventional.
But I like, the laying a bag and the just doing it. And yes, I mean, I say I'm very sexual with a touch of kink, but any more than that, no. Like, I'm not going to do no gangbangs. Right. Even you won't catch me picking up at a nightclub. Mm. Won't happen.
You don't have to.
Right.
What do you need that for?
You had enough sex already.
It's like bringing a sandwich to a banquet.
Yeah. Very good.
You know, right. the I was looking up the you Screw Your Wife series. Uh-huh. Jeff, you've seen that, right? Jeff owns the Screw Your Wife series.
Is she in it?
She's in it. Yeah.
And I definitely saw it.
Have you seen any porn of Ron
the
Lee's?
Newest one.
Couple.
Yeah. Well, describe what you saw. Maybe she can.
Sex?
What?
It has something to do with insertion and stuff like that.
What context was she having sex?
I have
sex?
No idea. I came too fast.
All right.
Yay. That means I did my job well.
That doesn't take very much for Jeff to tell them.
You would know, right?
I don't know nothing.
All right, then.
You two have definitely not crossed drums now. So, definitely not. So you got the Godfather 1, 2, and 3. Then you got your Screw Your Wife series 1, 2, and 3.
The Screw Your Wife series is... I've seen a couple of those.
I just did it.
I think that's a weird fetish some guy has to, you know, to watch some guy bang his wife.
You know what? I think is I wouldn't want to watch my wife get screwed, but I wouldn't mind watching the Screw Your Wife series. In other words, right. With the understanding that you're fantasizing that you possibly could be doing it.
Hello.
But I wouldn't want to do it. I don't understand. I'm sorry, John. I'm talking too much. But you know what? The whole thing with porn is that I can get off on watching porn, uh-huh. but I never would want to actually act it out,
really.
Yeah.
Well, there's the brilliance of it that a lot of people kind of miss. it's fulfilling fantasies. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't like let someone else do it so that you can live it and do your thing, and then you don't have to get in trouble or feel guilty or whatever it is, right?
Now, John, would you want to live out some of these crazy fantasies they show and thing?
I would like to be the guy banging the wife. That's that would be me.
You wouldn't have a problem with the guy, with the husband there stroking his cock, watching you bang his wife.
If he wants to pay me to bang his wife, I'm gonna do a goddamn good job.
What about you, Jeff? What would you? I can't see Jeff doing it. He's a nervous wreck.
This guy knows nothing about me whatsoever.
No.
I seriously
every day with you.
He travels well.
Yeah. any women whatsoever.
No,
zero.
I can't see you screwing someone else's wife with that guy.
Oh, someone
in the
else's
room.
Wife.
Yes.
Well, it depends. I mean, well, you know, it depends what kind of relationship they have.
With the guy in the room. You're maybe. A nervous wreck. You'll be drumming up a storm.
Nervous wreck, like I said, you never see me in that situation. I can't say that about you. And I know you pretty
I don't
good.
Think you'd put yourself in that situation, though.
Right. I probably wouldn't unless, you know, I get paid a lot of money.
No, but the
money's a great motivator.
Forget the money. Forget the money. This is just a...
Sure it is.
Some guy comes up to a club, he's got a good-looking wife, and he says, I want you to screw my wife. I want to watch and jerk off.
$10,000.
No, but what if... No money. No money.
No money?
No money. Most guys would
do
it...
He has to take me out to dinner or something.
He's got to take you or she's got to take you.
It depends on what the wife looks like. Looks like her. Hell yeah.
In the moment, people often lose their brains.
You've done that already, John, probably.
What?
Do I screw your wife?
I've screwed somebody else's wife.
Yeah, of course.
The guy wasn't there, though.
No, I know. That's interesting.
He didn't know about it.
I thought she said she called him on the phone.
What?
Did you say she called him on the phone?
I've had tons of experiences that required bobbing and weaving.
All right. Going back to the time you almost got caught, okay? Give me the whole... We didn't really go into the details of that. What happened when you almost got caught by the cops?
What happened? Which part were we at?
Well, you said that they kind of tried to set you up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
So was that an undercover cop came
in? Yes, and they specifically came to arrest... Well, as the escort, I'm Miss Sparkle. So,
Your name is Miss Sparkle.
Miss Sparkle. So okay. They came to get Miss Sparkle.
Okay. They knew about Miss Sparkle. You were notorious like a criminal.
Maybe.
Well, the 10 most wanted list.
Thing was Miss Sparkle.
We got to mount an investigation to get Miss Sparkle.
Well, they were private investigators, for
Man,
real.
Man, you're under arrest for exposing pussy. You gave it out.
You're sparkling.
So the guy comes in there undercover, but he looks like a client of yours.
Yeah, as a John. And he
the sting
came,
operation.
Yeah, and well, he came to get me, but I don't know if the rules were exactly as they were supposed to be, because there are certain rules that I understand and have been made clear on that I'm to do and not supposed to do to incriminate myself, and I think I followed the rules, but things were changed a little bit. So
when you say rules, you mean you get undressed first, he gets undressed first,
something like that. Yeah. Okay. So what happened was I kind of followed a lead, and that lead led me to then have him say that I basically was going to jail.
So you guys got your clothes off, and when your clothes went off, he said you're going to jail. You hadn't done anything.
But I didn't proposition in any way that I'm aware of. So so the other officer came in, and
police came in then.
Yeah, he had a key to the door. It was set up for to come get me.
So he saw you naked and then tried to arrest you?
Yeah.
It's gay.
So
how'd you get out of it? Sounds like a pretty easy bust right there.
Well, what happened was, I don't know what happened. I just told my truth, my story, and I kind of whined, but I was being very sincere.
You talked your way out of getting arrested?
I think so.
You didn't get arrested, right?
Yeah.
Were there any sexual functions performed on this guy?
Not at all.
Really?
I just kind of sunk into the bed naked, sat down, and just kind of almost cried and said, please don't take me to jail. And the other officer came in, and they kind of had their eye discussion, I call it, and I gave my spiel. I wasn't even thinking. It was just rambling, but it was the truth, and I was talking about how I was getting out of it, and I was trying to get this going and that, and I'm a good person, and I'm not troubled, blah, blah, blah. And so then they decided to make it just a misdemeanor and a fine. And then he looked around for drugs or weapons, didn't find anything. Looked at my notes, and what he saw in my notes were, I guess, confessions of who I am, which is the trainer girl, just trying to make myself a better person in the world. Then there was a little more eye discussion, I call it, and then they decided not even to find me. He looked through my wallet, so I only had a couple $100. Asked me for more. To tell the truth, ended up in conversation about training, the three of us. They talked to me for about 15 minutes after.
She wrote him a diet and sent him on his way.
I was lucky I got good cops. They were very nice. And at the end, handed me their business cards, told me if I needed any help to please call.
They
left me be, and they said that I had a head on my shoulders. They were just doing their job as I'm doing mine, and let me be.
Wow, that's awesome. You got lucky.
Yeah. I am lucky.
You weren't spooked after that? Like they had like a line on you?
No, they told me that was, they were there, they were done. They're not gonna, yeah.
What do you think launched that investigation into you to begin with?
What they did was look through the girls that were working in that city at that particular time, and it's a matter of timing, I guess. It was my turn. I answered the phone, and I answered the door.
What are some of the other things you worry about in this business? Like, you know, do you have sort of like daily anxiety over certain things that you have to worry about?
The biggest anxiety I honestly have is getting into trouble in terms of law, because, you know, I really am trying to be live my life happily and do right by my life and other people. I don't really get scared. Like people say, oh my God, you're meeting all these people, you must get crazies and weird people, and I really don't.
Have you got any guys that are really good looking that you're like, I can't believe this guy's even coming?
Absolutely. But the other thing is, the misconception people have is that people see escorts because they can't get girls. Very false. It's probably the last reason people come to see escorts, and especially in my case, because I'm unique. So people come to me, and like, I'm kind of known as the fantasy girl. And it's fulfilling a fantasy. I have muscle. You can't find us muscle girls hardly ever anywhere in the world.
Right.
And then to find one who will do, like, I literally sometimes do appointments where I'm bouncing up and down on his cock and flexing my biceps, and he looks at my biceps and comes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't, that doesn't doubt. John and I know somebody's crazy.
I don't know if it's crazy. Again, they don't even know why they're doing it.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't know why, and I really don't care. I just, you know, whatever turns you on.
I know you brought some notes here with you, which makes you a very good guest. You're a very prepared guest.
Very prepared, yeah.
Well, I'm dying to know what you have written in those notes, because I can only imagine.
Covered.
Oh, you covered all the topics?
Let's just check, make sure we want to get everything out of you. We can
because you have such amazing stories that like I don't even know what to ask you anymore.
We'd be here for a few days. Okay, here I put who I am and what I'm about. First and foremost, the athlete. The adult in porn is the bonus.
Is this like a book report you're going to read to us?
No, you asked me a question. I'm answering. But it's a definite serious part of it.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then I just put, like, oh, and I have my websites. There's two sites.
Plug those. Yeah, please.
Yeah, the adult and non-adult. And I do like to keep the two separate out of respect for other people.
Sure.
Because the other thing that I want to make clear, I'm very woman-friendly, too, in terms of, you know, just because I do porn, I'm not going to hit on someone's husband or boyfriend, right. You know?
You're not a slut, in other words.
No, okay. And again, it's like, you know, I've had girls sometimes, you know, being around, you know, that, and it's like, honey, I don't need to hit on your man.
Right, like, but you do exude a certain sensuality and sexuality, I think, that it probably makes women uncomfortable when they have their boyfriends around you, because right. They think they're going to be attracted to you.
And then there again, that's kind of not my problem, though, and right. I'm not going to change who I am because someone else is, because it's not them I'm targeting that at. That's who I am. And I learned a long time ago, it took me a lot of hard lessons, of course, you know, life, to be proud of who I am and not, you know, I'm not going to change for anybody. As long as you're not hurting somebody, like in terms of, like, you know, me, I'm not going to go hit someone in the head or be manipulate something or be mean. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if you're not
You're a good person.
I hope I am.
No, it seems like you are. I get a genuine sense of good purpose from you.
Well, there's something else. Thank you for saying that. But in the adult industry, you know, there's that perception that, you know, all the girls are on drugs and they're this and they're that. And actually, most of the adult people that I know are very highly intelligent, just like the people who are successful, like yourself in the bodybuilding industry. Very smart, well-rounded people. Right. You know, it's you can't be this great porn star and be writing articles and doing magazines and this and that if you don't have your shit together.
Right.
So
you never did a scene with Nick DeRusso, did you?
Yeah.
You did.
Oh, actually, we go way back. I mean, Rhonda. I know that I have a small man complex, but Rhonda makes you feel big.
Rhonda's like choking.
It's so great to see you again. Listen, I'd like to ask you a question. Let's say I brought you out to dinner, and we wined you, and I dined you, and I had a 12-inch dildo.
You gotta love TJ.
Would you mind putting a strap on to fuck me in the ass while I finger you? Would you? Answer the question.
You're naughty.
But I could be.
TJ is naughty. I shot with him for Yvette Bova's series, who another person who's been a huge help for me.
Yeah, she's big in the porn industry too.
Oh, Yvette's gold. She's awesome. And does serious, excellent. The porn industry loves her.
Love you.
Yeah, and again, you know, she's, even though she's a huge woman, she's been accepted, like, in terms of her muscle.
She's muscular than you are, way more, yeah.
Way more. She's been accepted mainstream because they run a very legit good business that pays people well, treats people well, does everything right. And there's something else. I think you're aware, the porn industry, you're tested regularly every month.
Sexually transmitted diseases?
Yeah, you cannot shoot unless you're clean. Wow. And you have to show your paperwork. And so if anybody's, for those of you out there doing the backdoor porn, I call it, it's kind of, you know, you need to know that. You don't just shoot with people.
Right.
If you want to be the real deal and not just a wannabe, yeah.
So you're clean. You're 100% clean?
100%. Actually, I have a picture of my test.
Really? When was the last time you got tested?
2 months ago. I actually am 1 month behind, truth be told.
Oh, boy.
But I've been safe the whole time, and I haven't done any porn in a month and a half.
And you don't have sex with other outside people, or you do?
Actually, my personal life is so... Yeah, I very rarely have personal sex, and if I do, I'm probably in love or there's something going somewhere. Actually, the beauty of being in this business is it really makes clear in your head what you want. You end up knowing what you want because you get everything.
Right. Yeah, you've tried it all, that's for sure.
What about moving forward? Where you're saying you're retiring from escort. You're going to retire from doing porn? What's your five-year plan?
No, I want to stay in the porn industry. I don't do anything full-time, but I am going to now devote myself more full time to the training, and I'm going to also travel and train people, because there's people out there. I travel a ton, and people everywhere stop me and say, "Oh my God, I want to train you. I'll pay you to train." So I want to be available for people. Like, I'll go anywhere you want as long as you pay for it.
Right.
So who's got that? Plus, I want to open my studio back home.
Plus, you're going to compete too, right?
Next year, if Mr. Dave helps me.
Yeah, well, that's what we're talking about. I think we're going to get her back on stage.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be awesome. I do admit I love, in my heart, like, it's there forever.
I think maybe we always make, we have one of our whack packers, his name's Diego. Maybe, is he in the studio, Jeff?
No, I shot him.
Oh, you killed him? Yeah, okay.
He makes no appearances on the show.
Diego actually posed, and we make him pose for us, so we can evaluate him as the entire, our staff. So why don't you, give us a little a pose down right now so we can evaluate you where you're starting. We like to do a start and then a progression.
I can do sex better.
Maybe you can do, a sensual posing for us. You can do, a striptease combined with a posing for us.
How I would do it in an appointment type thing?
Yeah, that would work for us. That's what you're used to. So yeah, do that. Pretend we're an appointment, him and I.
Oh God!
Shut the door, Jeff.
Now you're asking me to be the bodybuilder, and then I get self-conscious, like I told you, because I'm a perfectionist.
Well,
I'm not perfect right now.
Well, I know you have abs. I saw them before.
This, you can't be perfect on your start date. You're perfect on contest day.
Jeff, come over here so you can get a good view. Let her stand in the corner over there, and she'll give us like we're doing a session with her right now.
And, okay, wait. Are you coach or session person?
I'm a session person. John's a session person. I'm the coach. You got both in the same room.
Okay, that works.
So you have to be well rounded in this.
Okay, so I'm sensual.
Jeff, you got
John,
the camera, Jeff. We got to get some star
Dave.
Pictures.
Right. Can they hear me? Can that hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He'll hold the mic for you so that you can continue talking.
Did you hear that? I'm a student with you.
Yes.
And I'm session girl with him.
Right.
With John.
So you can pose to him and I'll evaluate
you're the,
you.
You're the voyeur.
Yeah, John. Yeah. He's got the jacket off in the closet.
He's looking in the window. No,
I'll actually be involved, but for you, Dave, I'll do anything.
That's right. Just take them off because this is an essential posing session.
I like those little booty shorts.
They're not booty shorts, they're like.
I like those.
You look great. What are you talking about?
Damn good to me.
You know she prepared to come here. Come on. You got abs.
I prepared to show
look
you.
Look at her legs.
Oh my God. This girl's.
She's jacked. I know. She's still got a lot of muscle. Stand in the corner over there. Come on.
Okay. If this was a session.
If this was a session, what would you do?
Go. And this is for real.
Okay? All right. So she's showing us a session for real.
I would tell you to sit on the edge of the bed. So, and then I usually have my stilettos on, though. I usually have a much sexier little outfit on.
Right.
Okay.
She normally has a better outfit on, but but you got to do some posing for us, though.
Okay, I am.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so, and then he's sitting there, and then I just...
She's flexing her biceps. John's pretending he's enjoying it. He's feeling the...
Wow, he's not pretending.
Nicely.
He actually is enjoying this.
He's massaging her biceps.
Totally enjoying this.
All right. Now let me...
Okay. Oh, do that.
Now, let's say if we were paying, would you take everything off for us?
Oh, I'm going to show you.
What? Yeah, show us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Show us how it progresses.
No, we got to take time.
Right. No, I want you to take your time.
Don't
I want to get the full effect.
They're paying me for the time.
That's so right. We want to get the full effect, too. We want to be sucked into the...
I want to make sure he has his happy ending.
That's right. Do you do happy endings on these sessions?
I do this, and I tell you to feel up there.
Feel up here?
John is feeling her pec muscles, boobage.
Like this.
We are a very unique group of people. And now she's flexing her tricep, and John is grabbing the tricep. And she's doing a back double bicep. And he's checking out the biceps. I would be checking out her ass, John, if I were you.
I am.
Now she's sitting into his lap, okay, and doing the old bump and grind.
What are calves?
Now she's flexing her calves. Is that the small one, Rhonda?
That's the big one.
Oh, that's the big one. She's flexing the big one. She's got one that's a little smaller.
She sweeps on her quads.
She's got, John's enjoying the quad sweep there. She definitely, you can tell she's definitely a bodybuilder.
That's what I was known for was my legs. I used to, okay, this is a fact. When I was stronger, still strong, but when I was stronger, I used to squat 315.
Wow.
Bench 225. I could leg press 10 and 10, so 20 place side in perfect form.
Wow, John, it's just like you.
Yeah.
what else? I could curl a 45-45. For a little girl, and at that point, I was 140, and I'm 140 now, but I was 140 leaner then.
Right.
So that's pretty good, huh?
All right, yeah, no, that's pretty good. I'm pretty impressed.
Okay.
Now, what is the session progress to now? Like, yeah. John, you want to turn John on a little bit more now.
I'm distracted, and his coach over here is like...
That's all right, yeah, I'm checking you out. I'm
split personality.
There's a lot of giggling now because I think she's a little attracted to John. She's having trouble, like, you know, removing herself from the equation.
Naked.
What?
Am I really gonna get naked?
You're gonna get naked? Yeah, why not? Sure. Let's. This is our right now. Our listeners are on the edge of their seats. Probably have their wanker in their hand.
The lights are so bright.
Let's dim the lights, Jeff. Hit the dimmer.
Okay.
Give Jeff the control, John. He's very...
I couldn't control anything.
John got so nervous that he actually put the fan on rather than turn the light down.
It's hot as hell in here.
Yeah, it is hot, but that's all right. That's because Rhonda's making it so hot.
I know.
She's steaming up the place.
All right, here you go.
All right, the boobs just came out. They're very, very large. And what size are those things?
360.
Wow. 360, that's it? Wow, they're big.
Yeah.
Wow.
John, now you're a boob expert, John.
Yeah.
And do you think that those are 360 or are they bigger?
Those are bigger than 360.
I think so, too.
Then what?
360 cc.
Those have to be about 500.
36D.
Oh, 36D.
No, 800.
The 800, that's what I thought. They look enormous. Nothing wrong with that. They look really good. I know John's a fake boob guy, too. He really likes fake boobs.
So I'll let you do the honors.
So now he's letting John actually slide the panties down, the very, very sexy, sleek panties, I might add. Wow, she's got a nice ass, doesn't she?
Yeah, I'll
see. Turn around, let me see. Wow, yeah, that's a good ass with the little tramp stamp on the back. Yeah,
actually that's my own. I designed that.
She designed that. She said, "Yeah, that's
two musical notes."
Oh, it's two musical notes.
Bass clips.
And then, okay, check out the front.
Oh, she's got something right down the front, right? A line from her belly button to her clit. Wow.
Nice clit.
Now, John, would you say that would be a slightly enlarged clit?
It's a suckable clit, right?
Really? And now, have you ever measured that?
No.
John, would you want to care to do the honors?
I need to use my tongue.
That could be arranged, John.
So, and in terms of, okay, proper.
Right.
Can I compete again?
Can you compete again? Without a doubt. Without a doubt. You look like you're, I mean, if you got a little bigger and put some of your size back on, because I've seen pictures of you, you could definitely get on stage within 6 months, I'd say.
Her legs are plenty big enough, man.
Yeah, just put the size back on.
Look how beautiful the sweep is.
Thank you.
Wow.
Now, hold on. I got to get a good look at that tattoo in the front. What is that a tattoo of that leads down to your...
This is my design. Okay, they kind of screwed it up here, but it's music and just a design.
Are you into music?
It's music, yeah.
Hmm. So interesting. Pierced.
No, I would never pierce my clit. You know?
Really?
Good.
John,
I am getting a mouthful of metal.
John, you're very close to that clit there. Can you just give me a reading on it, like about how many inches is that thing?
That is actually a really perfect.
Use
clit
your finger
for me.
as a measure.
I'm just saying that would perfectly go in.
She just put her foot up on John's leg and completely exposed herself to John.
I could totally imagine that would be a perfect fit for
what
the roof
size would you say that John is?
That's like a good, you know, inch.
I think it's
not aroused.
How big does it get when it's aroused?
It stick right out.
Can you arouse it for us in this position, or is this too much pressure for you?
No,
it's like peeing in public, you know.
And then, but okay, I have big clit, but I have little pussy. Good. I have a very, very little pussy.
That's
I'm
good.
Serious.
That's good. I don't like big pussies.
Tiny.
You ever see these girls that have the really big pussies? It's a real turnoff. I would
here,
think.
Here, see, look.
Hold on, take a look. Oh, let me get a look at that. Jeff, take a picture of it so we can do some examination later.
I'm keeping these pants.
Yeah, can we add that to our wall?
Now that I saw how tiny that little pussy was, I'm keeping these panties.
We have a collection, you know, of a couple. We have Lisa Lips panties here, and we have another girl. Yeah. I don't know what her name was.
I have to wrestle these out of my dead hands.
Do you want a pussy shot?
Yeah, let me get a pussy shot. Come on,
you're
Rhonda.
Shy.
You're not shy. You're a free spirit. It's all this.
Okay, a hamstring shot. How's that?
There you go.
Wow. You know what? I have to tell you, John, it is a really nice looking pussy.
I'm telling you.
It's really small, but She's got the nice size clit there, so it's you know, she's. I understand why people are giving her money.
Yeah, I do. I do too.
Oh, speaking of,
you know, your pictures don't do you justice. I got to tell you because it's your personality that really like sucks you in.
Yeah, no, you're way better in person. Yeah.
Actually, you guys are awesome. I wouldn't be doing all this right now if I didn't feel comfortable and safe and
we're very safe, comfortable environment.
Yeah,
she could actually be a regular on the Whack Pack show if she lived around here.
Right,
man.
You could be.
We have to fly her in when we get the studio going.
All right.
Hello.
Because, imagine her straddling the anchor desk in the studio.
I can imagine her straddling several things.
I'm kidding, John.
You had me at hello.
Good line. Now, you know what the funny thing is? You're actually going to have to come in if you're going to compete every couple weeks for evaluations, of course. You know
right,
that, right?
Right.
And if you're going to bang me.
Stop by Shantaz or anything.
I live a block away.
Are you going to blackmail me? I hope.
Blackmail you.
I'm going to turn on it. She's not even flirting with me. She's flirting with you.
Yeah.
She's that good, John. She's that good. Wow. We have Rhonda Lee sitting here in the studio naked. Can you believe this? I know our listeners out there are dying right now.
And I am holding her panties in my hand.
And it's all true.
And she's sitting naked on my chair. You know, probably leaving. Now, are you wet at all from all this?
Clitty litter.
Clitty litter.
Clitty litter. That was good.
Okay. But it's good clitty litter. It's like glitter.
She's got a really nice body, though, I gotta say.
You know, that body's built for something.
She's not ripped, you know, to the bone, but she's got that, but it's lean enough that, yeah. It's very desirable.
Actually, there's something. Now that you've seen everything, like, can I still have the full muscle bellies, but the nice shape? That's kind of like I want to be the feminine girl, but packed with muscle.
Yeah, but you will. I think you will because I think you know either it's a very big genetic component to bodybuilding, and I think that you'll always have a feminine project femininity.
Right. I don't want to be like the. You know, I've seen girls sort of in the past, like they're trying to be feminine, but then they overdo it. It's like, you're a bodybuilder, you're a bodybuilder. I want to have hardcore muscle.
Right, right.
But I still want
to
be...
Well, you know, John knows if you work with me, you're going to be shredded to the bone.
Exactly. Right. No well, doubt actually, about. You'll love this. I always get shredded glutes.
Really? I like that.
Yeah,
you don't like that, John, right?
No, I like...
Go on my site. There's a picture of it.
Oh, really? Well, I'll have to look at it.
I don't like that onion skin, grainy, gnarly look.
That
I'm not into.
Well, she only has it one day
for
a year.
One day a year, definitely tolerable.
I think I carry it a bit differently, though,
you might.
Seriously, if you go to my Rhonda Lee for you, and you go to the physical section.
I really don't want to turn around and stop looking at you. So. We don't have to look at pictures anymore.
But, oh yeah, by the way, my two websites.
Oh yeah, plug those.
RhondaLeeForYou.com.
That's
non-adult.
Oh, okay.
That's all the training. Plus a whole bunch of other things, a whole bunch of sexy pictures. And then
RhondaLeeForYou.com?
Yeah, and I have a little store I'm starting so I can sell pictures. And, I'm working on a training video.
Panties.
And maybe Dave will hire me to do some things. And
you can do whatever you want for us. You can be our spokesperson for our business.
And then I have, this is such a long URL, but it's changing. It's,
so long she can't remember it.
MissSparkle.model24h.com, but that's changing to MissSparkleXXX.com. Mm-hmm. And the XXX, I think, speaks for itself. So, but bear with me, because when you go to the XXX, that site's not done. It's in transition.
Was Miss Sparkle, wasn't available?
No.
MissSparkle.com? No?
No. Mm-hmm. So I put XXX at the end.
Okay. that works. It's a XXX site anyway.
Yeah. And,
Miss Sparkle works there. I like that.
Yeah,
name.
I like that.
Miss Sparkle.
Sparkly. Just laying there all sparkly.
Yeah, very sparkly. It's definitely very sparkly.
Yeah, very sparkly.
That name came around for a couple different reasons. Do you know?
Yeah, of course we did.
No, hide that one from us.
Okay, when I actually...
She showed us our clip and she won't tell us what it's called, Miss Sparkle.
Ironically, when I started the escorting thing, and I worked for a very short time at a little massage parlor thing, and one of the newer girls that was there, I walked in and she looked at me and she says, I don't know, she had a very high pitched voice, sweet girl. And she says, I don't know what it is about you, but you walk in a room and you sparkle. She said it. I was like, oh, thank you. And then, so she called me Sparkle all the time. And then I'm known for loving sparkly, glittery diamonds, gems, all crystals.
Women do that, yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Bling. I think I'm a little more blinger than a blinger.
Really? Well, you said you're high maintenance, right?
Very.
Life don't mean a thing without that bling.
How much does a guy have to make a year, you think, to handle you, you know, in a relationship? $100,000?
$200,000? A couple million. And you know what? Otherwise, I'll do it myself because, you know,
will you chip
like,
in? I mean, like,
oh,
if,
of
like
if you're... Oh, let me tell you
Romano's
something.
Romano's not that well off right now. We're, no, we're working on it.
Let me tell you something. I said... You know, I wouldn't be, okay, this is what I think scares guys, is that, yeah, they're going to get her, she's going to take all this money, she's going to sit at home, do her nails all day. No, here's the thing, I didn't just need more money to make more money, you give me more money, and oh my God, I'm going to take the world over. And
really?
I don't mean that to sound
What are you
going to
do? If I gave you $1 million then, what would you do with it?
I have 25 adult and 25 non-adult ways to make money.
Really? And
absolutely.
Give me the adult, because those are more interesting.
Well, I can't give all my secrets away.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't want to give away
about the book and the DVD series. That's right.
And I'm working on things, but it's been a very slow process. To be honest, I had, you know, I didn't know that I would become so successful. I didn't. I have a lot of fame. I don't have my fortune yet, which I'm working on.
Sure.
And everything I've done has progressed, so I know it works. But I've, not knowing business, and I didn't know I was going to need to know business, I've been burned. And quite a few times.
Right, we all have.
Right,
yeah.
And it's like time is of the essence. You know, I lost some time, but whatever.
We got fired. It's not 8 months ago. We're back on our feet. Yeah. So.
Right, and you know, I look at people. There's billionaires that have lost it and got it all back again. So I know it can be done.
Yeah.
And I'm damn determined, and I'm not going to give up till I have it because I always get what I want.
Wow. Wow. So that's a, remember that, guys out there. If you're listening to this and you're thinking, we got to do like a dating game with Rhonda Lee, I think. Like a call and dating game. Or maybe we should get like some guys in the studio or something like that.
Yeah.
Win a date with Rhonda Lee.
A rich guy and see if he can win me over.
A rich guy, but we also need someone who's intelligent. It's going to have to ask like Jeopardy like questions on there.
Right.
In most cases, if you're rich, chances are you're intelligent.
Not necessarily.
I guess that's
Mike Tyson,
the guy we used to work for.
Yeah.
Really? Well, some money's handed down to people, right?
Is that right. Well, Mike Tyson earned a lot of money boxing. I mean,
well,
he's a smart
guy. You know
guy,
something else I've learned?
What?
I never used to believe, well, I shouldn't say that, but I believe more now that luck and bad luck do play a part, and timing has a huge part to do with stuff.
I think we make our own luck, though, personally.
Yeah,
by
of
what,
course.
I think the universe gives us back who we are, not what we want.
Right, right.
And what we get back.
That's who we are, right. Yeah.
Right, I agree. But I'm just saying, I think if you were to do a percentage, it would play, I'd say 2%, but definitely 1%.
After answering that business question, do you like when guys come on your face?
Actually,
we had this discussion the other day.
Yes and no.
Mm-hmm. Explain.
In my personal life, everywhere and anywhere.
Ooh,
okay, because I'm into you.
Right.
I can do it for video and stuff because I can put my mind there. Otherwise, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah, you don't like it being done in a disrespectful way to you.
That, and plus if I don't know you, like appointments ain't going to happen.
Right. Now, do you, in your personal relationship, do you swallow?
Yes.
Okay. Do you like it or you just pretend you do?
No, I don't do anything I don't like doing. And I, you know what, when I'm into somebody, and it sounds corny, but when I'm in love, oh my God, I just like, I'm like...
You want to devour them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And nothing's gross, you know, that's what, you know, when you're in love with someone, that's why old people can live together and can, you know, you might have to change someone's, and I don't want to make it gross, but you know what I mean.
Right, before we end this great discussion, which will be continued, I guarantee, in a couple weeks.
I'm also to the point.
Give us I guess, pretend you're giving a blowjob and give us like a pretend.
Well, but why don't you give John a blowjob?
I don't want to see it. I'll watch in the back. But I want to see your technique. I want to see what your facial movements are like, you know.
I can't pretend and be
real.
Don't
give him one.
It.
I just don't want to look.
No, I don't want to put that in that position.
John, do you mind?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want
watch. I don't want you watching me on the job. Right.
Trust me.
I know you too well.
You really can't fake it.
Go on.
Tell you what.
The microphone is like.
She will come back and give you a full report. Okay.
Give me. Do you have a banana or something?
Because
I feel silly doing it on something that's like just not real.
How about the microphone?
No, it's dirty.
Oh, you got to put your mouth on it. What do we got, Jeff? Oh, this cucumber's in the refrigerator. Go get her one. Go get her.
And I'll tell you, right. I don't have a great gag reflex, but you can give me champ points for trying because I do try.
Jeff gave me the let's in the other room. She doesn't care. Doesn't matter. Sounds like you're a lucky guy, Dave.
I know. I got the prize right here. Well, yeah, Dave, you're a lucky guy. I know. You know, there's not a lot of women that would put up with this. You know, here we have a hot, naked, absolutely, naked woman in the office.
She's securing herself, and you know, and well, I love her.
And I have complete respect for Colette. I know who Colette is. She's amazing.
You'll meet her in a few minutes with your clothes on.
Yeah, you might need these. She might have to give these back to you.
She's got something else. She had something else on, didn't she?
Yeah.
You had something else. You got to give us that for the studio.
You wear way too much.
They're probably like $100 those panties.
I know. This was for these. Actually, I don't want to. Okay. Do you want to know what these are?
Yeah, what are they?
I call them, this is my granny bathing
suit. Oh, this is your granny panties?
Because, no, when I'm out, when I'm traveling and stuff,
right,
and there's pools, you know, there's a lot of places I have to be where there's children. Mm. And I'm not
I like how considerate you are. That's nice.
Well, yeah, you have to be.
She's respectful.
Tribute buried.
Sorry, Dave, you're fresh out of cucumbers.
You went into the drawer?
I just searched your now working refrigerator and there is nothing in there.
Is it working? Thank God.
Yeah, it is. It's cold now.
All right. We'll have to do it another way.
Yeah. Another session. Yeah. We'll have to bring
some dildos or something like that for her to test it out on and show us. But for next time, then we'll leave these guys with something to look forward to on Sex and Muscle Radio here. I don't even know if anyone's still listening, but I can't imagine anyone has even put the computer down or moved away.
Can I say if you can email me if you want details on anything? Is that okay?
You can give whatever plugs you want.
Okay.
Tell us.
I guess the address, nothing's short with me. just let me think here. Yeah. RhondaLee@RhondaLeeForYou.com if you want to email me there, or fanmail@RhondaLee.
They can just go to RhondaLeeForYou.com and they can hit contact.
Yeah, there's
probably
a whole bunch of emails.
That's
addresses.
Easy. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
If they want you, they'll find you.
That's it's just go on the internet.
Now let's say John and I want to start making porno movies. Okay, mm-hmm. What would it cost us to like hire you to do a movie?
Depends on the scene.
Hmm. All right, let's say, you know, him and I probably would want you to do a scene with another woman. That we're not kind of into seeing other guys, you know, cocks or anything like that. So let's say we wanted you to do a woman scene. What would it cost?
$1,500.
Is that what you charge?
Mm-hmm.
What about a guy-girl scene?
$2,000?
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that pretty much standard rate for the
standard
industry?
For I'm not a contract girl.
Right.
Now, what's that DP going to cost?
$3,000.
Wow. So you have your rates in your head set, pretty much.
Pretty much.
And how long would like filming a scene like that take? You know, how many hours is that of work?
It's not hour. If you know what, if everything flows and you have good photography and good video, it can be done just
one take.
Yeah, and then you got to take one or two, and you just got to take some pictures. Like you got to get the still shots, so you have to redo. You do one part, and then you have to redo it and take the pictures.
So you're actually, if you get an anal, you're doing it twice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that must be.
And
weird.
Then keep in mind again, the guy can't. Or has to come or not come on demand because everything has to get done.
I can never be a porn star. Just never. It wouldn't happen. It couldn't happen.
But I'd be willing to try.
Now, I guess the only way to really make a lot of money would be to do a lot of scenes, right? And you get paid by the scene or by the movie.
Yeah.
How much could you work if you wanted to? Could you work day? Could you work?
I actually have. You know what? I turned down a lot of stuff. For my own reasons. Like I said, I just kind of like getting one of everything out there. And I am unique and I know what I'm worth. And everybody else is going to make money off my videos forever and ever and ever. Right. And I'm going to get paid one shot. So I'm not going to just do it and have everybody else getting rich off me and not me.
That's smart. Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure that's what you meant by made mistakes earlier, right? You
let one of them.
Yeah, yeah. I think everyone does that.
I mean, but that's okay. I'm you know, I signed the contract. I want people to be successful for me. I just don't want to lose out, you know, if I shouldn't.
Right. Well, I think you're only going to get better the more you do this. So I think that you'll make plenty of money. Now, here's a question I ask a lot of like people who are in porn. Have you ever done a scene with Ron Jeremy?
No, but I've met him.
Mm-hmm. Would you do a scene with him? A lot of girls say no way.
Yeah.
Really, you would. You don't think he's like, I heard he smells.
Oh, well, no, then.
Right? Who told us he smells bad? Who told us he smells?
She had in her contract that she wouldn't do Ron Jeremy. Who was that?
One of the girls, yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh, the girl that was here with D.A.
Oh, Lisa Lips.
Lisa Lips.
Oh, I have something else that you reminded me of. I made history, by the way.
You did?
Really?
Yes.
How so?
How could I forget this?
It wasn't in your notes.
Because, okay, I'm the first female athlete / professional that ever did hardcore porn.
Wow. Before Denise?
I did it before anybody.
Really?
Yeah. Denise was just doing not even girl then. I did it before Yvette. I was the first one.
Wow. That is a pretty big distinction. What year was that in?
Again, I always keep forgetting, but it was the Cara Davis.
Where can we see your movies? Where can I get them? Like, if people out there want to rent them or buy them or
it's
watch
more
them?
Internet. There's very little out on DVD in the stores, but they are there. I hear of people getting them the all time. It's getting a hold of the companies. Like, Channel 69, I've done a lot for them.
What's the most hardcore movie you did, and where would we find that?
The most hardcore I've done is Boy Girl. I guess, there's the anal.
Mm-hmm. Where would I find the anal scene?
Ed Powers. And it's number...
You say Powers, is that
Ed
a website?
Powers, yeah. He does... It's the Dirty Debutantes line.
Okay, what website is that?
I don't know. I know is that's actually a DVD.
Oh, it is.
I think it's out in stores.
And do you do scenes with like regular just skinny guys, or are they buff guys?
When it's my choice, I pick. I like to pick well groomed men, kind of, you know, in my genre.
What's your genre?
They don't have to be busting bodybuilders, but they can be, but they have to, it has to be clear they have nice bodies, take care of themselves.
Gotcha.
Okay. But somebody else's stuff, I'll shoot with anybody.
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay.
Well, Rhonda, I appreciate you being so candid with us and stopping by my house.
And so open.
Yeah. I mean, this is probably one of the, I'd have to say, John, we probably can go on record saying this is the best interview we've ever done.
Yeah, I would have to say
quite possibly, maybe never to be topped by anyone else, you know?
Well, I have more information, so I'll have to come back.
We definitely want you back in. You're going to have to pose for us and give us updates as you get ready for your show, and we will update people on what show that's going to be, la-da-da-da-da, because we have a little talking to do now.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. You're awesome.
You're awesome. That was Rhonda Lee Quaresma here.
Thank you to the fans.
Sex and Muscle and Radio here. Yeah, John, you know, I don't know where we go from here. We can only go down from this show, and how do you think we could top this one?
I don't think this could be topped at all. Not in the least.
Unless we have her back again, I guess.
We'll have her back, and then she can top herself.
Maybe she can bring a friend with her next time.
Maybe she can bring her friend.
Or maybe we'll bring a friend for her.
No. Why would we do that? Let her bring a friend for us.
That's true. Yes, that's true. All right, well, you know, it's that time again, and we have Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow, so let's wrap this sucker up. All right, we're out of time, John, for now. I'm Dave Palumbo.
And I'm John Romano.
And remember, with Sex and Muscle Radio,
the truth squirts.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Gracias for listening to Sex and Muscle Radio. Tune in next week for more sex and more muscle at the same time. Adios, y no me jodan.